It's live.
You're a 30-year-old woman. You need to grow up.
It's local.
I like cookies.
That's a really grown-up response.
And it's a little bit loose.
I'm rash-free. So, I believe is Ellie, although I wouldn't know if she was.
Yeah, I'm rash-free.
Get ready for anything to happen, Sunny Coast. The Ellie and Bex podcast.
What up, listeners?
You were going to say sisters, weren't you?
I was going to say Sunny Coast, and then I realised you don't have to be on the Sunny Coast to listen to the podcast. So what up, people?
To the four people who feel included
don't
by that.
All right,
mate.
Okay. Anyway, today's podcast is a little bit of fun.
Yeah, actually some fun stuff. Not going to lie, it was a hard day on the phones.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Today we struggled to, A, get content. Begin with, because there was nothing in the news and no fun, you know, floating around.
Well, for everyone, anyone who's into fishing, for example, this is one of those days where the conditions were perfect. You went out and you just didn't get a bite.
Yeah. And then the phones were a bit quiet as well. So.
But then if after you brought your lines in, you were sitting opposite someone hilarious and then you made good radio,
you still had
that
fun.
Would be exactly what we're talking about.
So true. Some lols to be had in here.
But no
so
fish.
Please, lol away. No fish, though. Bye.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Hey, I have learnt today a little tip and trick to help you with accents. And I know that you think that accents aren't my strength in life.
Let's not forget we were banned from doing accents on our show.
Yes.
Not because of anything we did, because one of the other shows.
Yes.
No longer with us.
Well, look, think of this more as.
Got into a little bit of trouble.
An acting class, right?
This whole thing's an acting class. Yeah.
A voice coach has come out and said the difference between Australian accents versus other accents is the way we pronounce.
Is it ours are awesome?
Well, are they? Ours is a bit bogan. Like if I had to choose, I'd wish for a different accent.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Not to say I don't wish to be Australian, but to like if I could speak.
If you had an Irish accent, like naturally, if you were just, if that was your native tongue.
Mm.
Do you reckon you'd be on radio in Ireland doing a really crap Australian accent?
Probably.
Okay, good.
Probably. But no, the difference between the way we speak and other English speakers speak is our R's, right? So the way we pronounce
what's wrong
our
with your
R's. R's.
What's wrong with my R's? Some of us don't even have an R's. In this day and age, though, I've noticed that having an R's is more fashionable than before.
I'm
right?
talking about the letter R.
There are actual classes you can go to.
I have a pancake ass.
There's nothing wrong with your ass.
Okay, well, you just said
great, it is a great ass.
Okay, well, don't get creepy.
Like, what am I supposed to say?
Back you into a corner there.
Well, that's what you do with it.
This. Can we get back to linguistics, please?
Thank you, sorry.
The voice coach has said this about our accent.
We only pronounce an R when the word is followed by a vowel. So if I say over the river, you can hear it's just over the river.
Right. Whereas then she then goes on to say if we say
that's groundbreaking.
Over on the river, then we pronounce the R. But Americans and Irish pronounce their R's every time. So they say over the river.
Oh, God.
Okay. So
my
you
brain
try.
Hurts.
You
can we go back to talking about asses? Is that possible? Because I understand that.
All my ambition to
heard.
Be a drama
and
teacher.
This is not a slight on you, but this is what I heard between you and her. Now we pronounce the R when it's after a vowel. So we say over the river. See? I'm like, yeah, I know, because I speak English. Been doing it for 42 years. Fair dinkum. When's this internet going to stop? It's this proliferation of people who are absolute experts at telling you what you already bloody know. Oh, cheese comes from a cow.
I am just trying.
Not you. Not you. Again, not you. Not you. Not having a go at you. This chick.
We spoke about it earlier.
Someone's
in the
paid
show.
Her at some stage to give that advice. Someone has sat there and gone, over the river. I never knew.
We spoke about it earlier in the
they
show.
They get home that and they go to the kids. They go, you know what I learned today? The company had this linguistics expert in and she said, over the river. And the kids go, oh.
As opposed to over the river. A different thing. Honestly, I talked about it earlier
I
in the show that the local
theatre
company is
I
looking.
I would just think you're a pirate if you did that. Over the river. Does that mean an Australian pirate doesn't carry their R's? There's so much, but you've got to do your research.
I give up. You know, if anyone else would like a job on the radio, hosting a show from 3 till 6 on weekdays, please get in touch with me, okay? Because I'm out.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
I think I flashed Caloundra.
Okay, now I recently saw on the Maroochydore Instagram someone wandering around naked in Caloundra. Was that you?
No, I wasn't fully naked. What happened was I had two appointments, one at 9, one at about 11, and between them I did a whole bunch of grocery shopping, went to a lot of really heavily populated areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to my chiro, which was the second one, and he took a couple of x-rays of me and he had them up on the screen and I'm looking at them and they're my lower back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what shows up on an x-ray, what can you see other than just body parts?
Your clothes.
Yeah. What else did you think? I said other than body parts, you're freaking.
Oh, right. I was going to the genital area, if I'm being honest.
Always with the genital.
I haven't had many x-rays.
Is this, are we talking in code now? Is this Dan, you get home and Dan's wearing a lab coat? Okay. Just put this bean bag underneath your back. Get ready. I'm going to take a photo and click. Click. That's right.
Continue with your story, you sicko.
Does he wear his pencil on like a little mustache?
What is it? Who is
I've come to take the pictures. Yes.
Why do radiographers all have mustaches all of a sudden?
Know. It's to give him enough of a disguise so that you don't think he's your boyfriend. So
okay.
Yeah, it's role play.
Okay, cool.
Do you have to pay?
Good tip. I'll take notes.
Do you have to give him your HCF card on the way out? But I live here. Why do I have to leave? Anyhow, I looked at the x-ray and I could see quite clearly a problem that you've noticed about me many, many times over the journey. I was fully zipped down.
Old fly undone.
And I went to the bathroom after my first appointment at 9 o'clock. Mm. This was 11:30. Did I flash Cloundra?
Hold on. So that you can see that your fly is undone in an x-ray?
Yeah, totally.
Can you?
Because it's steel.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I actually said this to you. That's funny you bring this
up. You realise that your x-ray machine at home isn't actually real. And Dan's just got a piece of baking paper.
Yeah, okay.
Put it over an old telly and he goes, boop, boop, boop.
It actually does sound like a fun Friday night, if I'm honest.
Oh, God.
So, I actually said this to you recently. You've gotten better because you always had your fly down. For the first few years of us working here, your fly was down 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Have you been more conscious of it?
No, it's because my fly is directly linked to interest rates. So a quarter of a percent is one click. Heaven help us when inflation really goes up. I mean, you know.
545-11919.
In either sense of the word.
I want to move on.
Yes.
When did you accidentally reveal more than you should have?
So we're talking about like wardrobe malfunctions, right? So effectively when you didn't realise that you had a body part out, and you did. Because I walked through Caloundra for 2 hours this morning at lowest mast possible.
Do you mean the time that I thought I was going for a laser appointment and took my pants off and she's like, you're here for a facial? I was like, oh, this is awkward.
See, that's when you draw on a mustache.
Okay.
Or how about this one? The time when I was so proud of a beautiful photo of my wife and my son.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was smiling. He had been feeding. And I put it up on the internet and someone texted me and was like, dude, your wife's boobs out in that photo. I didn't even realise. I was just looking at Xavier. So there I was getting an x-ray this morning in Caloundra, and on the x-ray, because it was my lower back and my abdomen region, the stand-up x-ray, I could see that my zipper was all the way down on my shorts.
Which is very common for you,
because
to be honest.
I'd been to the bathroom 2.5 hours earlier on the other side of Caloundra and been everywhere. People have been waving, hey, Bexy, how you going? I'm like, whoa, how you going?
What are you, bloody Jennifer Aniston walking down Hollywood Boulevard? Why is if everyone's, hey, Bexy?
That's a really weird.
And I just thought of the most famous person I could think of. Anyway, 545-11919. When did you accidentally reveal more than you should have?
Yes.
Let's go to Sarah in Caloundra. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how you going?
Just quickly, did you see Bex in Caloundra today and say, hi, Bexy?
Sorry, it was,
no, thank God.
Okay.
It was Sarah's house where I went to the bathroom.
Okay. All right, don't be creepy. Have you accidentally revealed yourself, Sarah?
Yeah, I had a nip slip at work about a month ago and no one told me, and I was genuinely like mortified. It happened, I reckon it was maybe an hour or so that it was out, because I went to the bathroom and I was wearing a top that on the side, it kind of twisted in, but I had like, you know, that fashion tape, like this double sided
tape.
Hollywood tape.
Oh, sorry, Hollywood tape.
Yes.
Don't be creepy.
I had that stuck down, so I thought I was safe. And then I went to the bathroom and saw that literally the top had twisted in, so like towards the middle of my chest, and I had like half of my nipple showing to everyone in my
office. That's good. It's better than a full nipple. At least you're just being suggestive without being disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, What Sarah doesn't tell you, she works at a gentleman's club, and she.
Okay,
yeah, that was the,
all right. No, Sarah, thank you for sharing. You're a brave woman, especially you know, telling now, stories about nips to Bex.
No, now, oh, okay. Now, instead of using Hollywood tape, you just see her like with a caulking gun. Just kidding.
Bit of super glue.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
For those new to the show, Ellie has an entrepreneurial spirit without potentially the entrepreneurial nous, I would suggest.
I think, okay, if I were to pinpoint why I'm not a billionaire yet from these inventions is because I'm not very good with the follow through. Like, I'm the creative.
Are you sure?
I come up with the idea.
Okay, let's go through some of them. There was a Bucks party and hens party only venue that was a shed in the middle of nowhere with a concrete floor and no public liability insurance. There was
the home car wash.
Which everyone has at their home, the ability to wash a car.
No, this was like a contraption that you put on the hose and then you put it on top of the car and then it just washes the car for you. That was a good one.
Like a hose.
Yeah. The picnic hut, the top of Alex Hill, where people could get all the stuff they needed for a picnic.
Okay, and then there was the one the other day, which was a sort of jig, if you like, folks, for those in a trade, which was a series of floss.
No. You are really downplaying the creativity of that invention.
I'm actually trying to talk it up.
It was a mouth guard that you put on your teeth and it flossed your teeth for you. Great one. Because then literally flossing your teeth is the worst.
It's a mouth guard, so you put it on and then all the crap that you pull out of your teeth stays in the mouth guard, which stays
out
on your teeth.
There's a real gap in the market for that. Anyway,
mouth guard's just trapping it all in there.
If you didn't like any of those, I'm concerned that you're not going to like this one.
I'm not concerned. I'm pretty sure I won't.
I have had it up to here, above my head.
She's putting her hand above her head, yes.
Yes.
Non-visual medium.
Bloody condensation on the Sunshine Coast. Anytime I want to have a little beverage, be it water, be it beer, be it Coke Zero, I end up with the wettest table around.
Unless you have a neoprene stubby cooler.
Okay.
Or a something.
I didn't think of stubby coolers, but.
Or, hey, what are they called? What are the little, like.
Coaster.
Coaster, that's
yes. it. Yes, see, okay, correct.
Or even a towel.
And I know coasters exist, but even coasters. I was at a particular surf club on the weekend and I used a coaster and it was cardboard and. What do you know? The cardboard got drenched within minutes and then it was falling apart and then I had to get another one
another
and then the table still got wet. So here is my idea, sir. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
I would like to bring to the people of the Sunshine Coast the Sponge Coaster. It is a coaster made of spongy material that is absorbent and will wick away any bit of moisture that hits it.
Like the ones they've been making for 400 years out of cork? Is that the...
Oh, I did see the cork one. The other added element to the sponge coaster
It's soft and your drink's probably going to be knocked over.
No, it looks good. I'm going to make them fashionable, like fun little designs and stuff.
How?
By, I don't know, employ an artist.
Put a Camilla and Mark logo on
them. Great. Love the way we're thinking now.
Okay, good.
Sponge coasters, pretty designs. Put them in your restaurant.
You are an idiot.
Put them in your home. Only $1 a pop.
Mate, we've got free ones out there. No, CFM ones.
You always rain on my parade.
Yeah, with
like
facts.
The water
with
is raining off
facts,
my drink.
Facts.
I give
facts.
Up.
Sponge coaster.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
Hey, my cousin has just put up a post on Facebook that I thought I'd share with the class. Okay, don't be creepy. It's a handwritten note from her daughter, who I think is about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when kids write notes. I used to do it all the time
when
I was a kid.
What would yours say?
Would
you write notes to your parents or to your au pair?
Okay. I think I've told the story on the show before about the time I wrote my mum a note.
Yes.
And it was like, Mum, I'm sorry for being out of bed, but I really did have diarrhea. That was my go-to. But no, this one is so cute. Dear Mum, could you please let me get TikTok? And before you say no, here's why. Well, I'll only do nice dances and I won't watch the inappropriate videos.
Fair enough.
But now you can only get on TikTok if you have a parent code, spelt like toad. And I'll only go on it once a day. So really, really pretty pleased with the cherry on top. Can I have TikTok?
That's a comprehensive argument.
Love, Heidi. And then in brackets, P.S., please can I have TikTok? Just really tripling
down. Well, they do say they end on a strength, right? You know, start with a story, end on a strength. When I was a kid, Magic Mike, because he was a HR director back in the day and a negotiator in industrial relations and stuff.
Mm.
You could get out of stuff. I think I've told you, if I got like because I never used to do my homework and stuff, if I got told I couldn't go to a school dance or whatever, Magic would give you the opportunity.
Oh, that's right.
You could write a submission.
Yeah. Would that have passed the Magic Mike test?
No.
Would you be allowed TikTok at the end
There's
of that?
There's not enough about the royal family or age gap marriages,
true.
You know?
Kelly and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
We welcome to the studio. It's a little bit cold in here and I don't mean temperature.
Oh,
Big Boss Benny, bloke who, you know, walks in, throws his weight around. He's been here 2.5 weeks or something.
And he's trying to change things.
Well, which is what people do, and that's fine. And we've been mates with him for a long time, so we appreciate and love the man. But so we cop most of it, but there's something.
Some things that we got to stand up for ourselves.
Something quite
about.
Egregious, folks. And we brought it to you guys. You might think, well, Bexy, while you're airing dirty laundry, we brought it to you guys because it directly affects you guys.
It does. Okay? It affects all of us who listen to this station.
Listen to these two. Wine, sook. It's not that bad.
You so. And Taz sit behind us in the office, Big Boss Benny. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of discussions recently about the music that we're playing on this station.
Well, because you guys are taking that over, which is, you know, exciting in a lot of ways, but...
Oh, what a back-end compliment that was. Get going. Yeah, this is good.
You did say give it to your heart if you're going
to be... I do.
It's true.
Go hard.
Now, the other day, though, you turned to me and you played a snippet of a song. I'm going to play this song for you now.
Mm-hmm. Baby, 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 when all
your love is gone. Absolute banger, Chaney.
One of the best songs we play on this station.
Matchbox 20. If you don't like that...
Oh.
Get a new set of ears.
The best.
And Benny, he looked at me and he said, because I love the fact that you ask my opinion on stuff occasionally. It makes me feel like I still know what I'm doing. And then he just doesn't listen. He goes, see, what do you think about that one, Bexy? I think we might bone it from Drive, meaning we might take it out of your show. Yeah. Not play it in your show. And I said to him at the time, Chaney, I said, you can't. That's a banger. I said, the people my age, 42, who were listening to that in their club days and screaming it while they were driving down the Bruce or whatever... That's nostalgia.
Yeah, and the people like me, 31, who were going to high school and Matchbox 20 was blaring in the speakers.
Hang on.
So mad about it.
We didn't invite him in just to smash him about it.
Yes,
I think
we did.
It's only fair.
I haven't spoken.
I think it's just you two smacking me. I think it's only fair.
Yeah, go on.
What's the rationale? What's the thinking behind, in your words, boning Matchbox 20?
Just doesn't feel right.
Oh,
all right.
We stand for feel good, yes. Sunny Coast hits.
Yes.
I just don't think it fits.
What is
and then you
feel
added
good?
That abomination she by Meghan Trainor.
Oh, let's just slow the show right. What if you guys Damn. Do? You do a lot of.
It's a builder.
We just came off Lil Nas X. It's so slow.
Yeah.
You fall asleep if
well,
you
go. Like,
yeah,
no,
Lil Nas X is a big song. Starwalk, and then you go into this gear.
Except it builds, bro.
People are going to slow.
It's a banger.
People
okay. All right, here's Channing. I think you should take over because otherwise things are going to get heated in here.
Yes, I know. I'm very.
I'm about to go to sleep myself.
I can't believe we told the bosses we like this bloke. Fair dinkum.
The next person who calls through to this station...
It'll be your wife.
You get to decide, does this banger stay in our playlist or will we never...
It's like old lady Chaney's ear again.
Will we never play it again?
We are not...
Too close to your sister station next door.
We are... Oh, oh, oh.
Do okay. not talk about...
If that's the case, we better get rid of every Dean Lewis track. However, folks, 545-11919...
I'll sit here and watch none...
And if he reckons no one's going to call.
No one's calling yet.
I'm going to say this. Your decision. Next person that calls, you say yes to Matchbox 20, Bright Lights.
Wait,
it stays.
Bright Lights.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, I got a hole.
You say no.
Mary
calling
lines
through.
Lighting up.
Someone has changed this.
All right, I'll get Mary. Hello, Mary from Kings Beach.
Oh, he's about to hang up on Mary.
Good afternoon, Ellie and Beck.
You are
Hello.
The first. Look, our phone lines are lighting up right now.
I can
now.
Tell you, Benny. Benny's say hi to Big Boss Benny. He's a good mate of ours and
Hello,
he's
Mary.
A very good boss, but he's just got one problem. Mary's an OG of both the show and the station. You'd call yourself a CFM tragic, wouldn't you, Mary?
Absolutely, 100%. And you cannot get rid of Matchbox 20.
Chaney,
turn it down. I want to talk to Mary.
All right, that's one. That's one person.
Okay, we want more.
Mary, we got to go. All right, you've got to run the phones because.
All right, here we go. Simone in Bly Bly, are you wanting to keep Matchbox 20's Bright Lights or bone it?
No, we'll keep it because I should have gone to the Matchbox 20 concert in 2008 instead
Nostalgia.
Of getting married.
Nostalgia.
Instead
Perfect.
Of getting married. Good on you, Simone. Keep going.
Good on you, Simone. Kylie in Lansborough. Hello.
You've got to keep it.
We've got to keep it. That's all we need for Kylie.
Hang on. No, it's all good. Well, okay, any blokes?
Stevie in Maroochydore, keep it.
Absolute banger, yes.
Lovely. Lovely. Brett. Let's go Brett because he reckons that only women love the song.
All right, Brady, what are your thoughts on Matchbox 20's Bright Lights?
Oh, we have to keep it, mate.
Look, it's a clean sweep of the board, my friend. More people are calling in to
I wonder
keep
if,
it.
Just one more. I wonder if Rodney's got little Jack with him at the moment. They often call the show. All Rodney, right. How are you, legend?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
I've also got Charlie in the car.
Oh, well. Charlie as well.
Rodney, yeah, you're a support worker, right?
I am.
Yeah. Hi. What are you? Hey, Charlie, what do you guys think of Matchbox 20's Bright Lights?
Charlie's not sure.
Oh, I've never
heard you.
Yeah, because our boss boned it.
It's gone.
What do you reckon, Rod?
Rodney says definitely keep. That song's a classic. Nostalgic.
I agree.
Keep it down, Charlie.
All right, Benny, is that enough?
That's six people.
Is that enough? That was a clean sweep, 100%.
Mate, you don't have to. You just have to get it back in the system. You don't have to schedule it ever. You just
tomorrow you can play it half every afternoon.
No, 91.9
BFM.